This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes. Now we continue the study in which we've been involved for the past several times on great lessons we learn from the great conversion of the man of Ethiopia that we read about in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. Already we have studied completely, that is, we have finished at least our part of the study of 4 great lessons and are involved now in the study of the 5th great lesson. And that 5th great lesson is some things we can learn about baptism from the account given in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40, of the account of the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch. And we were involved just at the close of our broadcast last time, without time to finish the matter, with the fact that in the study of the matter of baptism, we learn not only in this chapter that it is involved in the preaching of Jesus, not only that its element and its only element is water, it cannot be the Holy Spirit, and that its immersion, it cannot be sprinkling or pouring, but we learn also that it is essential to salvation. It is clear that this man of Ethiopia, who when he saw water after he had had Jesus preach to him, was in great anxiety in order to be baptized immediately. He cried out, "See, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized?" And both of the men got out of the chariot. Both of the men went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. This makes clear both the fact that baptism is essential and that baptism is immersion. But we had looked last time at Acts chapter 2, verse 38, where the Apostle Peter says to a group of people who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, when they ask, "Men, brethren, what shall we do?" They asked that question in the realization of the fact that they were lost because of their sin. Now, they were not told by this inspired apostle, as many modern-day preachers would tell them. Now, since you're believers, you have nothing to do because man is saved by faith alone. This is a human doctrine unauthorized by the Bible and therefore will not save. The Bible plainly teaches that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. James chapter 2, verse 24. And so we find that the Apostle Peter did not say you have nothing else to do, but notice now as you turn to Acts 2:38, as I read from the American Standard Version, Peter says to these believers, and bear in mind that the Apostle Peter is inspired by the Holy Spirit in giving this answer, and therefore he must be right, he cannot be wrong. He said, "Repent ye, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." First of all, we note that he told these believers to repent. That makes clear that repentance follows belief. If one could be saved by faith alone, or at the point of faith, before and without any further acts of obedience, that would mean one could be saved without repentance. And that would mean that the liar, the whoremonger, the prostitute, the drunkard, whatever, the murderer, could be saved without changing his mind about any of those, but continuing his life in practice of them. But Peter demanded that believers repent, and not only that they repent, but that they be baptized, that is, immersed in water, unto the remission of sins, as the American Standard accurately puts it. That means that they were to be baptized to obtain the remission of sins. In explaining the meaning of the preposition here used in this verse, Mr. Thayer's Greek lexicon says that it means to obtain the remission of sins. And everything that the Bible has to say about it is in harmony with that instruction. But our time is gone for today. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes. Please do be with us on our next broadcast.